Yes.
No.
All right. It stopped. It's fine. No, it hasn't. Oh, fuck. Is it my phone? No, it can't be. It's never happened before. Oh, you bastard. All right. We're done. We're good. It's gone. You're just making that weird noise. You know when the phone gets too close to the radio?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the song on the radio. Creed films are pretty good.
What films?
The Creed films. You seen them?
No.
Oh. I would advise giving those a watch. They're actually really good. And it's Sylvester Stallone. He has managed to kind of revive the Rocky series of films.
Can I just shock you?
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen any Rocky films either.
Oh, fuck, I am shocked. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How comes? Is that like a conscious decision or it just never happened for you?
I mean, it's yes and no. I mean, like, there are
things... That wasn't a yes or no question.
I know, which is... But let me explain. There are things... In life that I see, like there's certain films I've seen. Like I've not seen Scott Pilgrim either.
That's not as weird. I mean, I like that film. I really like that film. But you go on. I can understand that one.
I see a film where I see someone's got a new song out, and I'll either think something's telling me to listen to this or watch this, or I think I shouldn't really watch it. I'm not going to watch this.
Yeah, but the Rocky films are from like back in the day when you're like fucking 10 and they're on like ITV every weekend and shit. Like you never saw them like by accident.
That's the thing though. That's the thing. I'm like, I know it's on regularly, but I'm always like, I've just not got the time for that.
Even as a kid, you didn't see.
No,
but that's what I'm saying. Like it's one of those films like, obviously, nowadays, yeah, you know, you're kind of much more choosy of what you watch, but there's plenty of films that you see as a kid because they were just on, or like fucking your parents were watching them or some shit.
Yeah, I've always been like that. Don't ask me why. Right.
Because
I'm not going to tell you.
I know. It's fine. I've already moved on. It's forgotten. No, I would, I don't know. See, this is difficult because obviously I'd be like, oh yeah, watch the Rocky films. But I, as an adult watching them for the first time, I don't know. The first one's good. The first one is really good. And I mean, I think I rate it a bit more highly because obviously Stallone like wrote it and shit like that. And I never really rated him as someone with a brain.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what it is. Yeah. I'm very wary of old films now because I watched Silence of the Lambs when I was older. I didn't see it when it like first came out, or even when I was
a young child.
Yeah, or even like when I was a little bit older and got into films and that. I still didn't watch it, and I'm like, it's lauded as this great film, a really creepy, scary film.
Yeah.
And then I finally got around to watching it, and I was so underwhelmed by it.
Really?
And now I'm just really, really dubious of old films because they're not going to match up to the effect and the impacts films these days have with all the modern technology and that.
Again, because like, yeah, I can't tell you because like I would be like Silence of the Lambs, yeah. Hopkins performance, what's the other dude's name? I've forgotten his name now. Buffalo Bill.
His
performance, that's some of the creepiest shit.
John Hurt.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Is William it? Hurt. It's not. It's the geezer that was in... The only thing I can remember him being in is the latest Lost World film. Hang on.
Ted Levine.
Not Lost World. What am I talking about?
He's the guy in... He's one of those guys that's in a lot of things. He's always in a lot of things. Yeah, he is. He's in Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom. Yeah, his name's Ted Levine. He's not one of the Hurts. Yeah.
No. I'm getting him mixed up with someone else.
Yeah, I think you're getting mixed up with William Hurt, not John Hurt, the other American dude.
Yes, I am. I know who he is now.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I would, yeah, I'd still say check out the Rocky films. Like each, for the first four, each one's got something good about it. Like the first story is really good. The whole underdog versus the champion. In the second film, obviously the champion comes back. It's really good. Fucking Mr. T in the third one is brilliant. He's actually just brilliant.
Which one's Hulk Hogan in?
Hulk Hogan is in number two.
I just love his name in it.
Is it Thunderlips?
Thunderlips.
Wait, what's his name? It is Thunderlips, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know why his name's Thunderlips. But yeah, it's fucking weird. I mean, while we're talking about films, there is something I've had on my mind. I was going to bring up in the usual how you doing bit.
Well, hello everyone, by the way.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, you're here. You know we're talking to you, we're doing this for you. Just because we don't say hello doesn't mean we don't love you.
We know you're here. So just join in the conversation.
Yeah.
Even though you can't actually join in the conversation.
No, just talk amongst yourselves.
Put up there. Go on.
All right, so here's a question. Why did Edward Scissorhands have fucking scissors for hands? That's a great idea for a movie aside. The premise of this film is he was built by an eccentric inventor who died before he had the chance to give him real hands. Why was scissors the stopgap? Surely no hands until the hands are ready was the better option.
What are you going to do with Edward No Hands, though?
What are you going to do with Edward Scissorhands?
I'll tell you what you can do. You can make a film out of it.
I mean, it probably wouldn't have been as interesting, and he wouldn't have been able to like groom dogs and make ice sculptures and shit. But as an inventor, guy was like, "I've got no hands. What do I do? Scissors."
I'm guessing he didn't have human hands in his drawer of tools to put on to him at the time. He needed to order a room. But yeah, where did he go from? No hands to scissor hands.
Do you reckon it was one of those ones when you're so excited about finishing something, you're just like, I can't let this lie. I've got to do something.
I can sympathise with him there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you're excited about a project.
You just wonder what else was lying around that he rejected.
Yes.
Edward Spoon Fingers.
But Edward Table Knife Hands. Like, those would be better fingers than scissors.
Edward Peg Fingers.
At least he could pick stuff up and fucking, it would have been great. Like, all of Edward Scissorhands' problems stem directly from the fact that he has scissors for hands. Like, there are no other issues in his life apart from the fact that he has scissors for hands. It could have all been avoided. It really could have. Oh, like, it's fucking weird. And to top it all off, it has the shitty, like, not a shitty ending, but it's just not even a happy ending. He doesn't even get a happy ending in his life because he's got scissors for hands.
He can't give himself a happy ending, can he?
Also, there is a scene where his creator, Vincent Van Price, voice of Thriller, rest in peace, he actually gets the hands that he's going to give him. And if I remember this rightly, because I didn't watch this, it just fucking popped into my head. He gives the hands to Edward Scissorhands, who cuts them to fucking pieces.
Don't give them to him.
Why did you do that?
He can't do it, can he? He's got scissors for hands.
He's like, oh, have a look at these, mate. They're great. Not only does he have scissors for hands, he has no sense of feeling. Why would he need to hold them?
I'll tell you what, it was a stroke of luck that his name was Scissorhands, though, wasn't it?
Oh, of the Pennsylvania Scissorhands, I presume. Oh, yeah. Johnny Dickfingers doesn't have quite the same sense of adventure.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's what's taken up my time this week. What's been going on with you?
Well, you asked me a question. I'm going to ask you one.
Go on.
What is your criteria for when you say the other day? So when you say, I see Johnny Dickfingers the other day, how long ago are we talking?
I try, if I had to put a label on it, which I adhere, I probably don't always go to rules myself, I would say within 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. I would say within, within 2 weeks.
I guess.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Week and a half at a push, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Yeah.
I mean, the reason I ask is I have this
days.
I have this ongoing dispute with old Erin Dawes. She's known to drop the phrase talking about something that happened the other day. But when she says the other day, she's referring to something that happened weeks, maybe even months ago. And I'm like, that's not the other day to me.
No, I do this, but it's because I have no sense of time. And I will initially say the other day, and then when I think about it, I'll be like, oh, actually, no, that was like a month ago. So I do it, but because I'm breaking the rules. So, it, yeah, the other day, there's a finite. You can't just throw that out willy-nilly.
You can't. I mean, like she said she sent me an email the other day. So I'm looking, like you said, a few days before, like previously.
Oh, and mate, if it's an email, something that you can, like, yeah, that's a week.
And she went, oh, no, I definitely did. So I've searched her name in my emails. It was sent 3 weeks ago. I'm not remembering anything that happened 3 weeks ago.
Now, you see, the reason I would say 2 weeks for the other day is because anything above that, I would say I sent this to you a couple of weeks ago. Or this happened to me a couple of weeks ago. Or I spoke to so-and-so a couple of weeks ago. It's no longer the other day.
Or a week or so ago.
Yeah, you could even shorten it down to the other day is in the last week, and then you'd be like a week or so ago.
So see, that's the next step up of when you're referring to something that you've done. But on top of that...
Yeah, I don't use that one. On top of that...
I have a Haribo Gate update.
Oh, hello. Hello. Has anybody tried these frozen Haribos? Let us know. But carry on.
I will carry on. But before I do, I just want to apologise for this destruction of your character. I don't mean it.
Okay.
Yeah, she froze the straws that I bought her the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, obviously I bought my own because I'm not a lunatic. But she froze them and she was getting some stuff out of the freezer and then they fell out the drawer and smashed to pieces everywhere.
Wait, hold on. When you say smashed to pieces everywhere, are they not in the fucking packet?
She'd opened them.
Oh, that's even fucking worse. Mm. Oh, God.
You know, she didn't open them and then put them in the freezer. She'd opened them, had one or two, I believe, and then put them in the freezer for the rest to freeze. They went all over the gaff, and I was like,
yeah,
that's what you get.
That's what you get, handbricks.
Well, I say the other day, but of course I mean October 9th, 2004.
Oh god. Oh, you see, again, could have avoided that if you'd have just eaten them as fucking normal. I have no sympathy for her. Sympathy for the devil? No. I will not be partaking in that song.
And there was one more thing that I wanted to mention last week, but I failed to remember. Des O'Connor died.
He did. And I believe we talked about this before because thought he was dead.
Before you carry on, I was going to say, one of those TV hosts that when you see him, you think, I thought he was dead.
Yes.
Well, now he is.
Actually, I, very interestingly enough, if I can find it, for purposes unknown, no, it's not for purposes unknown. But I, oh God, where is it? I need to find it. I actually have a list of people who I'm like, people that I thought were dead and aren't.
There's probably some sort of fucking BuzzFeed article like that.
There probably is. I wanted to use it for a stand-up set. But here we go. Angela Lansbury.
Well, she's still kicking.
Still kicking about. Julie Andrews. Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Yeah. The girl from Dirty Dancing.
Julia Roberts. Not Julia Roberts, what am I talking about? See, that's another thing. I've not watched all them either. All the Dirty Dancing and the fucking...
There's only one. All of them. Actually, there's two. What, you mean Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman, yeah. Not watched any of them.
Mm. No, that holds up. If only for the performances. Like, you know, they're well acted. I don't know about, you know, in today's climate. Oh, thinking of Rocky. Like, he's a bit... I don't want to say rapey, but he comes on a bit strong at one point in that first film. There's a bit of the old I'm the man kind of thing in it. So that doesn't age well.
Jennifer Grey.
That's the one. The one they always say that she ruined her career by getting a new nose.
So look at her nose. Her nose looks all right.
Mate, it's not that it looks all right. It's just that if you look at her in Dirty Dancing and her after she got her nose done, she's almost unrecognisable. She looks very different. And people just were like, no, we don't. Like, it's not the face that people will know.
I don't care enough to go check.
It's. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a good job. She had the top surgeon on it, but she does look very different, which I suppose was the whole point. Last ones were Rick Moranis and Steven
Seagal. I swear, getting cosmetic surgery is to change the way you look.
It's the whole point of it, but surely in this case, it worked too well.
Surely that's mission accomplished.
Yeah, but it backfired because I'm sure that she got plastic surgery, you know, to kind of give herself a better chance of making it in Hollywood. And apparently it worked completely against her.
She was in a very successful film. What's wrong with her?
I assume that some kind of mate... Oh, God, I'm looking at it now. I'm going to send it to you. I assume it's because, again, somebody probably told her in an audition, like, that nose...
Your nose is fucked, girl. Him. Yeah.
Yeah. And people carry that around with them. People carry it around with them for the longest time.
I would.
I mean, all right, the picture that I've sent you is, like, then versus now, but even there, you'd like, I can't see the face. I can't see it. I can't recognise her at all, even if you take the age out.
Just flicking through the two pictures now.
We'll tweet these pictures out for you, ladies and gentlemen, or you can Google them for yourself. Lazy fucks.
Yeah, it's different, I guess.
Well, it's very different. Like I say, it's a great job. It's probably the best nose job I've ever seen. Or like, it's definitely top three for me.
The tip pointed down more previously, prior to the operation.
If you look at it, if you look at the second picture, you'd have no idea that there was any surgery there.
No.
Exactly, which is, you know, it's great. But apparently ruined her career.
This is the problem with Hollywood.
They don't know what they want.
She looked absolutely fine in that before picture.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I would.
Yes. Actually, no. You know why I say I would? Because, again, have you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No.
Oh, fuck, you haven't lived. I loved that film as a kid. Nah, it was what you want. It was about a guy bunking off school for the day.
I know the premise.
And fucking, yeah. She played his sister. And yeah, in that, I was like, yeah, I would. I never really got into the whole Dirty Dancing hype. I never really got into the whole Dirty Dancing hype.
Is it because you're a man with penis and balls?
No, mate. Patrick Swayze transcends masculinity. Like, Patrick Swayze is a fucking legend. Like, do you know anything with him in.
He really does. Because I saw a clip of him the other day and I was like, fucking hell, Swayze. Yes, mate.
He was in Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, where he played a drag queen. An amazing film because it's him. Was it him, Snipes, and Leguizamo? Three acting heavyweights. Thank you. It's a brilliant lineup, isn't it? Like, mate, again, if you've not seen it, have a watch. It's great.
You're going to have to compile a list of films that I definitely need to watch.
Oh, it's a difficult one. I mean, I will compile a list of films that you definitely need to watch, and you'll come back and be like, I didn't need to watch these.
I'll come back to you and say, no, I've not watched them yet.
Yeah, probably. Have you seen the Back to the Future films?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Of course, I'm joking, of course, of course.
Oh, I was about to fucking say, I was like, mate, you know what?
They're among...
Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last episode to talk amongst yourselves.
even the third one is one of my favourite films.
Not a weak one within the lot of them. I don't care what anybody says. Not a weak entry in that trilogy. That's the greatest trilogy. Fuck The Dark Knight. That is the greatest trilogy.
Yeah, that is a really good trilogy. Dark Knight, it can go suck his mum. Pussy Clark.
Yeah, thank you. Boss Man, Batman, fuck that one up.
Even Son Number One saying, Boss Man, Biden.
Oh, hey. Good, teaching respect from a young age. It's better than the Godfather trilogy, but only because Number Three is so weak in that trilogy. Like, the drop-off from 2 to 3 in the Godfather trilogy is awful. You've not seen them, have you?
No.
That is fucking terrible. That is one of those ones where it's such a cliche thing to like the Godfather films, but you can't not because they are amazingly made films.
On that, oh, God. On that, I've not seen Scarface properly because I think I've tried to watch it 3 or 4 times and I've fallen asleep every time.
I love Scarface, but I will admit it's probably overrated.
Massively overrated.
I do love it as a film. I think Pfeiffer's like top notch. Her performance in that is amazing. I think it's only the performances of Pacino and Pfeiffer that made that film any good. Like, the rest of it is like they carry that film. They do.
Mm. Well, they're gonna though, aren't they? You put heavyweights in an average film, they're gonna up it.
Yeah. I mean, I've still never seen Grease 2, but I assume Pfeiffer carries that as well.
No, I've not seen that.
I've not seen it. I like Grease 1 too much. I respect Grease 1 too much to do that.
Not seen it either. Listen, let's move on.
Don't bother watching it. If you've not watched Grease by now, don't bother. that's not going to hold up.
Let's start talking about things I have seen.
Have you seen that picture of the nurses walking between superheroes?
I saw it today.
Really?
Mm.
Good for you. Because if I see that picture again, I'm going to do someone a fucking harm. I fucking hate that picture.
Yeah, they save lives. But can they shoot webs from their wrists?
No. The first time I saw that picture, obviously it was like at the height of lockdown or at the beginning of lockdown one. Mm. It was great. I was like, oh, it's nice. It's a great sentiment. And then it was fucking everywhere. It was everywhere. Every fucking day. And now I'm just like, I'm tired of it. Bollocks to it. It's the most bullshit thing I've ever seen. I saw it again this week. I saw it doing the rounds. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this picture. oh, God. Yeah.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Start clapping again.
Oh, mate.
Get some new material. Well. Get some new material, viral internet.
If you want me to clap these nurses, you better show me something.
Share it to 10 people.
Oh, I tell you what I did see. You know everybody doing that How It Started and How It's Going thing on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
There was one of a nurse and she showed a picture of us. I don't know when the first picture was from, but it was obviously another picture. And the one was after her latest shift. Obviously, she's dealing with a lot of corona and stuff over in the US where they're still fucking it up. Oh, she looked harrowing. Like, before I read what she was saying, I legit thought she was a victim of domestic abuse. I thought I was like, why are you doing like How It's Going for like she's not been physically harmed, but she just looks so beaten. It's like somebody has hit her. And she's just like, this is the toll that working on this shit has taken on me. And like, you can just see it. It's fucked. It's crazy. Which brings us nicely on to...
Yeah, good, because I have nothing to say on that.
Yeah, I know you don't. I know you don't. Mm. Welcome to Tear Talk. Talking about tears.
With your hosts.
With a host's weird background noise.
I'm recording, you dickheads. It's just my family coming out from school.
Oh, fair. All right. That you want to go back from with your hosts?
No, I want to leave if I'm recording you dickheads.
No, you can leave it in. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, yeah. So old, but well, it wasn't even Boris Johnson, was it?
Sorry, I've just thought of amazing host names.
Cool.
Welcome to Tier Talk with your hosts Johnson and Johnson.
Now over to the horoscopes with AstraZeneca.
No more tears. Or well, plenty of tears.
Whee!
No more lockdown.
No more tears. Oh, God. I should have saved that one for when we're out the other side. If Boris doesn't come out, if he doesn't come out with his brother, it'd be like Johnson and Johnson, or no more tears.
His dad's more famous. Dad, yeah.
Or anyone in his family that still has that last name. He could have gone with Don Johnson for all I care. I don't give a fuck.
Or The Rock. It comes out with The Rock. That'd be amazing.
Yes. If he doesn't come back and does that like fucking film pose where they're back to back with their arm crossed. And then just says, like, Johnson & Johnson, no more tears. If that's not the way he announces the end of, like, fucking coronavirus, he can get in a fucking bin. Mate, I will vote for him if he does that.
Okay,
I will vote Conservative if he does that.
Yeah, he can rule for the rest of his life if he does that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. So, Tier Talk.
Tier Talk. So obviously, it wasn't even him. Wasn't it Hancock that came out because he was having technical difficulties? Oh, no, it was him in the end. It was him. Boris came out and he talked about lockdown will end on December the 2nd. We were sceptical.
We were very sceptical. Do you reckon it's happening because it's Christmas? That's why.
I think that's an element of it.
Can you imagine the blowback if he said, oh, no, we're going to have Christmas in lockdown? Can you imagine the absolute scenes it's going to cause?
Well, I think they know they've got no choice but to, because if they were just like, nah, complete and total lockdown for Christmas, and everybody ignored complete and total lockdown for Christmas, then they look like pricks.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you noticed a lockdown apart from not being able to get your hair cut, which you don't anyway?
I very rarely ventured out. The only thing I've noticed is that I've got a queue for the supermarket again.
Really?
Yeah. They're staggering entries and stuff into my locals.
Oh, not where I am.
That's the only thing. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, apart from that, yeah, it seems to be business as usual for a lot of places.
They've got the traffic light system on my local Tesco. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting quite lucky because it's always green. I'm always catching the greens.
They've just put it there in case Johnson comes around to have a look for himself. Be like, no, we've got a traffic light system. It's just...
Have you got the traffic light system? Don't make me rock bottom you.
He's like, no, it's always on green, I swear.
It's broken.
150 people inside the shop. And they're just like trying to stand in front of the door. When you're trying to stop someone from looking in.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to say as well. You say 150 people. Whenever I've gone somewhere, mm-hmm. I seldom notice any distancing going on.
I've noticed distanced in. You just live in a shitty area, man.
I do. I live in an area full of fucking idiots, probably. But we're just reading over the winter plan, and there was a bit that said, when we continue to take the proper precautions, socially distancing and all that, I've not seen it at all.
I have a thing to say about the proper cautions and that, but or something that ties into that, but I'll leave it for a little bit later. I mean, yeah, I've read the winter plan. I glanced at it. It was interesting.
You perused?
I did. I perused the fuck out of it. I glanced.
I saw the first page was completely blank, and I was like, typical conservative government. We don't know.
Trying to up that page count. It's not about word counts, it's about page counts. I mean, I saw the objectives were pretty good. Bring the R below 1. I think we're at 1.1 or 1.2 at the minute.
That is going down, isn't it?
That is going down.
Or is it fluctuating? Because I can recall seeing it lower than that recently.
I believe it's fluctuating because just before we went into lockdown, it was fucking out of, actually, maybe a week or so before we went into lockdown, something like that. The other day before lockdown. It was, I think it was around the two mark.
Back in October.
Yeah, back in October. It was, but no, I think it was back in October. I think it was either around the 2 mark or it went over 2, which kind of prompted the whole going into lockdown.
Yeah. And this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No one's socially distancing. That's the reason it all went up again.
Yeah.
It's because people were being stupid.
But now it's gone back down. Oh, you know. The second objective was to find new and effective ways to manage the virus. So I was like, well, you know, maybe start doing that. Find new ways to manage the virus. What were the old ways, mate?
Ongoing objective, surely.
Yeah. Just find an actual effective way. And minimize damage to society, economy, and education, which admirable. Capitalism going to capitalize. Basically, what they mean was look after the money. Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, we'll see what happens.
There was one thing I saw about the rapid testing. They said they're going to start rapid testing more, and that's going to that's going to control that's going to slow the infection rate. But what it's also
5 times as much testing, I believe, from 100,000 a day to 500,000.
But are they going to change the way they view the numbers? Because the more testing they do, the more positives they're likely to get, which means the number's still going to go up. So are they going to change the way they monitor that number?
That's Trump maths.
Because what's the point in doing all those testing if the numbers are just going to say, well, the numbers are still going up, and then they're going to go, oh, second lockdown.
It gives them a more accurate view.
So then my advice would be, fuck the infection number. That's high enough that we can just say, okay, people will be getting infected. The number they really should be interested in is the number of deaths.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, well, I suppose it doesn't help. Well, it does. It might help the numbers, because obviously the testing's been rolled out for asymptomatic people now.
Mm.
So there will probably be a lot more negative tests, because obviously before they're only testing people with symptoms. So it was quite likely that you had it.
But then there's still a few people that are asymptomatic. They're going to test positive.
Oh yeah, yeah, they will. They will.
All they're doing.
Again, it depends on how widespread it still is.
All they're doing is just increasing their work output.
Hmm.
This would be great if there was their monthly review. But we want those numbers to go down. It's not going to go down if you're testing more. I mean, I know they've got to test, but why is it such an important thing that they show those numbers?
But now, you say we want those numbers to go down, and we do, but we want those numbers to actually be going down, not to just be shown they're going down through the way of testing. If they're not going down, we want to know, right? You do want to know. We want the numbers to go down. But again, like, you know, like Trump said, less testing, we would get less numbers.
At this stage, would they know enough about it now? Don't they? They know it goes up when people will get infected. For the most part, they're just going to feel ill at worst for a few weeks at most, and then it's going to go down again. It's not going to be it's going up, but people aren't infected. Like there's no it's a logical thing. People get infected, the numbers go up. They recover, it goes down.
But again, in terms of like getting an accurate R number and stuff like that, you want to know as much as you can.
Fuck your R numbers.
Like you say, you want the number to go down, but you want the number to go down because less people have it, not because we're not looking at as many people.
But that's only going to happen. That's only going to happen when people stop getting infected.
Yeah, and testing.
There's no science behind that.
No, but testing asymptomatic people. Then you can find people that are asymptomatic and have it and be like, look, you need to quarantine. Because before they weren't doing that. Before they were only testing people that were like, oh, I feel a little bit ill. We're like, all right, quarantine. Now they can test asymptomatic people and tell them to stay home. There might be an initial bump because, again, some people will be asymptomatic. But the more people that they catch that aren't showing symptoms, further down the line, that's less people to get infected.
Well, that brings us on to the next point I saw, where they're going to test people in bulk in communities.
Mm.
So they're going to catch all them.
Hopefully.
They're
22 billion. 22 billion in total. Well, I mean, they've spent some money on test and trace, and I think there's another 7 or 17 billion going into it.
7 billion.
7 billion. So they put in 15 billion before. Mm-hmm. Surely some of that could have gone for an NHS pay rise. just a little bit, like 2 billion. I don't know. I don't know how the numbers work. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it.
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me? If I knew, I would have said that I know.
let's give them a bit of credit.
I'll give them credit. Obviously, they spend. This is. It's not like I wouldn't say this is a waste. Well,
it's most of it's a waste of money. Most of it's a waste of money. But
test and trace and PPE. They've not been that. They've not really had the best investment track record, have they?
No, and that kind of puts a dampener on what I was going to say next about the vaccines.
The old vaccines.
So there were 7 vaccine developers. In total, the ones you've obviously heard of, Pfizer, Moderna, Oxford, them ones. But there was a couple that you might not have heard of. Go on.
Before you go into that, why do they call it Oxford and not AstraZeneca? Because it's being trialed and stuff at Oxford. All right, I guess. But I just feel like that's just really weird. Like, the Pfizer one isn't called, like, German. It's not called the German vaccine.
That sounds German enough, doesn't it?
Yeah. Actually, I don't. Was that the one that they did in Germany? No, it's not.
It is.
No,
it is, isn't it?
Pfizer, the German one. Yeah, yeah. Pfizer was the German one, wasn't it? Yeah.
I saw something today saying the Oxford one kills the virus by telling it went to Oxford.
It just bores it to death and it leaves the body. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. So the other developers, we've got Novavax, Janssen, GlaxoSmithKline, Sanofi. Sanofi. I swear there was a Sanofi where.
Yeah, by my yard.
Park Meiji is now, yeah.
Yeah, for years. Fucking years. And like, I was just like, what the fuck do they do? Like, obviously, when you're a little kid and you don't know what stuff is, I just see the name Sanofi. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? Because you never saw people going in and out and shit.
Nah. Some top never did. Shit. I applied for it.
But that's why. Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't get it.
Oh! I didn't realize. But no, I am obviously leaving.
I applied for top scientist guy.
I applied for vaccine developer. If they'd had me in there, we'd have sorted this mess ages ago.
And there was one more, Valneva, however you say it. You're likely not to have heard of these ones because. While the other ones have provided phase 3 data, these ones haven't. So
the Valneva one is like, I don't even think they've had trials yet, have they?
Well, they can kindly fuck off then, can't they? It's too late for you.
Mate, you say they can kindly fuck off, but the UK have already bought 60 million doses of a vaccine that they don't have.
Fucking. Who's their head? Terry Tibbs. Fucking hell. Vaccine, mate. Talk to me.
That is the finest bit of finessing. It's like, yeah, we'll have a vaccine. When? We'll have a vaccine.
I will tell you.
Shut up and take my money.
95% effective, you say? 98, mate. 98. Talk to me. 98%, talk to me.
It's like, look, we'll take 40 million. It's like, if you take 60 million, it will be 98% effective. What?
You got to speculate to accumulate.
Gotta spend money to make money, my friend. Can't make an omelette without breaking a few eggs.
Mugs, talk to me. Give me a cash, I'll get you a vaccine.
I would like to point out as well, that is the second highest amount of vaccines that they've bought from anybody.
Wow.
although they did buy the same amount of from they bought 100 million from AstraZeneca.
If you subscribe to my vaccine, I'll get you the antidote. No more COVID. Talk to me. 100 million.
If you subscribe to this vaccine, I'll take out the next pandemic for free. How about that one? How about that? Before it even starts, I'll send you an email and let you know when it's done.
You get this free badge.
You get a goodie bag. You get this free Parker pen.
Yeah.
you get fucking, who is it, June, whatever her name was, doing the advert for you.
Michael
Parkinson, the free Parker pen.
I see him on the telly the other day. He is looking old and decrepit.
The telly old, that's pretty much what he does. He's just old on the telly now. What happened to Kilroy?
Oh God, what did happen to Kilroy?
I think he went into Parliament. He tried to become an MP.
He did.
That didn't work. My name is Kilroy.
I'm sure there's some sort of scandal on him.
I don't know, but he had a mad speech impediment, so I've got much respect for him having a talk show.
I always said that about Alan Smith when he did commentary on football. I'm like, how is this? What in the speech impediment is this? Man can't say his arse properly, and he's commentating on my football. Get out of my face. And then he made his way onto FIFA.
How did that fucking happen? Not only did he, right? Not only did him and fucking Tildesley there on FIFA.
No, do you know what? On FIFA, it's Tyler.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's Martin Tyler. But then in the fucking European ones, isn't it Tildesley and Lee Dixon or whatever?
No, it's not Tildesley. Tildesley's on Pro.
So who does it with Lee Dixon?
I can tell you, it's some he does European football on a regs.
Actually, you know what? I don't even give a fuck. My whole point was, how is it that for the past 2 years we've had legends like fucking Neville and Carragher, and they've not fucking taken over? Oh yeah, that's it, Derek Ray. How? But come on. After Gary Neville's fucking. He should have been in that fucking job.
Could you imagine a setting on FIFA? It's if you reach a final when you score the winning goal. That's what he does.
Mate, I'm just saying, like, him and Carragher, like, love him or hate him, it's great commentary. It's great punditry. Why the fuck, for the past 2 years, have we still been subjected to Alan Smith and Martin Tyler?
I don't know, man. They weren't doing anything.
Lee Dixon! FIFA are fucking rich!
Oh, God. I can just imagine Keown getting involved soon.
Oh, don't. You know what? Let's not go there.
Hmm. What happened to Malfoy? That's what I was going to say to you.
Oh, dude. What the fuck was this? Mouthwash kills the Rona.
I read it kills it in 30 seconds. It's of a certain level of the type alcohol. Of alcohol that they have in the mouthwash, 30 seconds in the gob, done. Done with.
I have a hard time believing that because, like, how is the mouthwash getting into your body? Are they telling you to drink mouthwash? Because otherwise it's just in your mouth and Corona doesn't just live in your mouth.
Well, then you swallow it.
So this is like the bleach or the light.
You can swallow mouthwash.
You can, but you shouldn't. You can swallow chewing gum, mate, but you know.
When you're only going to have to do it once.
Because Listerine.
Take one for the team. All that fucking money spent on a vaccine. Terry Tibbs. absolute shyster. Fucking robbing the government of 60 million plus. And it just needed Johnny Listerine.
He's just given you 60 million doses of Listerine. He's just gone out and bulk bought Listerine from fucking Costco and put it in tiny little vials.
Put it in the Calpo syringes you get.
Like candy from a baby.
Talk to me. Listerine, talk to me.
I hadn't looked into it. Like I read an article about it when it first came about, but I hadn't looked into it properly. Wrong to be saying looking into the science of it. Because I feel like there's no science involved.
The science of mouthwash. I've been meaning to look it up, but it like Rocky films, I just don't have the energy for it.
I just dismissed it as like there's no like fuck off, like, and even if you do, you swallow it. Most of that is going into your fucking stomach and getting taken up by stomach. I don't see how it works.
It doesn't go into your lungs, does it?
No. And like, you know, swallowing and eating stuff is not the most effective way of getting stuff around your body. That's why, you know, vaccines are not taken as tablets.
But then does it, like, I mean, it'll kill the Rona that's in your mouth. But then, does that mean he's going to kill the chances of you spreading it? Does the lung rona stay in the lungs and does the mouth rona stay in the mouth?
So no, like as you're breathing out, the Listerine's just like, nope.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
It's like those,
no, maybe.
It's like those Gaviscon adverts with the
Little fireman.
Little fireman, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it'll stop the spread rather than cure you of rona.
It kills mouth rona.
Actually, while we're here though, shout out to all those people that say they're not taking the vaccine. Fuck you then.
Yeah, go on. See you later.
All right, have fun not going anywhere or doing anything.
I was gonna put this to you actually. You know, you said like you'll wait until a few people have had it.
Yeah,
24 people have 1,000 people have had it. So what are you saying, bro?
Yeah, that is true. No, but believe you, like this is the thing. Even me saying
you're like, where's the 5%? What happened to them?
No, but this is the thing. Even me saying I'll wait till a few people have had it is fucking idiotic. I'll admit that.
Good.
I'll admit that.
Good.
Obviously they do the trials and everything. And I just... Do you know who I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for virologists.
Why do you feel sorry for virologists?
You've grown up. You've gone to school. I don't know how early on in your life you decided you wanted to be a virologist. Whatever age it was, but you've gone to primary school, you've gone to secondary school, you've done well in biology and science, you've taken a keen interest in viruses and the immune system and things like that. You've decided, I want to go to uni, study that. You've gone to uni, you've done medical school, whatever. You've gone through your fucking rounds, you've done everything, and now you're a fully fledged fucking scientist. And you're working on some cool shit. Like, you're like, I am working, helping. And you spend days, weeks, months, and years trying to make the world a better place and a safer place. And then you get fucking random cunts on Facebook just like, nah, you're a prick and you're just trying to trick me into being a stooge for the government. Like, this is your life's work.
You're going to inject shit into me.
Yeah. You got into this to help to protect and save people's lives. That's the only reason you become a virologist, right? Is to try and defeat bacteria and viruses and shit. And then you just got fucking dickheads that are just like, no, you're not. Like... That's like a music artist like putting their heart and soul into an album and everyone's like, no, the government are just trying to send subliminal messages through your music.
Do you know the image that pops into my head?
What was that?
It's I can't remember his name, but the other Jamaican who races against Usain Bolt. Do you remember that picture where he's just like, oh, for fuck's sake, I'm against
Tyson Gay.
Tyson Gay, that's it.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. That's the face that I imagine biologists put.
Yeah. You're just like, what is the point?
Yeah.
What is the point? I will take the... But because did you see Qantas Airlines, the Australian airline, when they... I don't know why they were on telly. I don't know why. I don't know why the dude that they were... I don't know why an Australian company having an interview in Australia had an Irish guy talking. That was what really stumped me. But they're like, they're probably going to look at a policy where if you're not vaccinated, you can't have a flight. And loads of people are like, you can't force us to take this vaccine. It's like, they're not forcing you, mate. You don't have to take the vaccine. They're just saying you can't get on their planes. Which they're well within their rights to do, right?
What position are you in where it's either vaccine or flying somewhere?
Somebody was like, oh, we may have to look to take legal action. I was like, who the fuck are you? Who are you? You're just some random prick in Australia. What are you doing? You starting a civil suit? Are you? Oh, man.
How hard are they going to laugh at you, you reckon?
Oh, God. It's fucking crazy. Oh. I'll tell you, yeah.
No, go on, you first.
No. I was going to change the subject a little bit. I was just talking about something else that I saw at the beginning of this winter plan document.
Oh, well, I was going to ask you, part of the winter plan was talking about the vaccine and with those legit developers who have actually got something to give to people, unlike Terry's lot, they said it's got to go through approval. Like, I can't remember who it is, but they've got to go through one final like phase of approval from some sort of body. There's no talk of
like the medical watchdog or whatever.
Yeah, there's no talk of when that will be though.
There's no talk of when that will be, but maybe this is just because it will just be a mere formality. You know, Johnson was talking about like next few weeks. Like vaccinations will start in the next few weeks, right? Oh,
good. I was watching the news yesterday, and this Oxford vaccine doesn't have to be stored at minus 70, so that can be rolled out as soon as it gets the okay. It can be rolled out tomorrow. Theory.
Yeah, so this was the weird thing about that one, because obviously that one was only 70% effective, but apparently if you take two doses, then it's 90% effective. Yeah. Or yeah, 90 odd. So, I mean, again, looking at that
quick maths,
looking at the
70 times two, 70 times two is 90.
That's how that works. If I was Terry Tibbs, I'd be like 70 times two, 140% effective. Can't ever fucking fail. But looking at that one, so that was 100 million doses they bought, the government. So do you just fucking halve that to 50 million and give everybody two?
Yeah.
Why not? Fuck it. Just make sure. Put people first.
Well, it's what they're saying they're doing.
This is the thing as well. Like, what's the population of Britain?
let me just get that off the top of my head.
If you could.
I'm going to do some Bruce Forsyth maths here. 66 million.
Right, 66 million, right? They have agreed to buy 355 million doses from all these different companies.
In total.
They're
talking about the offshore occupancies, like India and stuff. Like all the,
offshore the annexes.
But they're talking about those sort of people as well, like all the anything that comes under the UK band, that not just England, Ireland.
You mean the Commonwealth band? Like,
Commonwealth,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fair. No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Because I was like, you know, you can afford to kind of double up on those Oxford doses.
And ongoing as well, I guess.
Yeah, but like if every fucker got the vaccine, like I assume you only need to get it once.
Nah, it's not like one and done, bruv.
Is it not one and done?
No, at the moment they're saying it lasts about a year.
Fuck off, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if everybody got it after a year, we'd be all right.
Yeah, obviously let nature take its course as well, but I'm guessing just in case sake.
All right, that's fine. That's fair.
So what else did you see?
All right, yeah. So there was a couple of things. The first one was Boris Johnson in his introduction to this winter plan was like, nobody wants to throw away the gains of lockdown. And I was like, trying to get those gym bros on board. All those people trying to complain.
That one dickhead who didn't shut his gym. Gains.
Yeah. He was like, what would it take for you to shut the gym? It's like, tell people about the gains drop. All right, so a couple of things I'm questioning, because, you know, I'm going to have a go. Fuck it. There's three things here. The first one is, right, you're only allowed to hang out with six people outdoors in tiers one and two. Fair enough. That's the way it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor sports have no limit. How the fuck does that work? Why can I only sit at the pub with six people, but I can play football with 21 others? That makes no sense. In much closer proximity as well.
There's two questions in play here. There's the inside-outside effect.
We're talking outdoor sports.
But you mentioned pubs, though. Are you talking,
beer gardens? Okay. Beer garden, okay. Yeah. Well, I could only hang out with five other people in a beer garden, but I can hang out with 21 other people on a football pitch.
I mean, to be fair, it only takes one. But let's get past that. The second question, the second question is how long you're in close proximity to those peoples?
90 minutes.
Not constantly.
You're fucking rubbing up at like fucking corners and shit like that. I mean,
yeah, but that's only for like a couple of seconds, isn't it?
Yeah, but repeated. I mean, all right, I'll give you that. Probably.
So basically, yeah. Shut up, innit?
No, fuck you, bro. What, you conservative now, yeah? You backing Johnson like that, yeah? You down for the Johnson & Johnson, yeah?
Johnson & Johnson for life, bro.
I liked
that the foreword was scripted as if Johnson was actually saying it.
I know. Just to give it that nice homely feel.
Talking like cavalry and stuff. Like, you don't need to include this. Just put your Boris Johnson flair on top of it. Don't need.
Rob, it's a fucking report. Like that fucking the scientific cavalry is here. I was like, all right, bruv, all right. Somebody hired a copywriter. Why was I not informed?
How many pages?
Somebody got paid off that. The second one was the outdoor shit. So obviously you've got tiers 1, 2, and 3. Mm. We know London is likely to be tier 1 or tier 2. The North are going to be tier 3 because we don't like them. Boris Johnson does not like them. But so
over monkeys
in the tier 1 and 2, which again is fucking, I'm not even going to get into the inconsistencies on this, but you can either have 50% capacity on the venue or like 4,000 or 2,000 of people, whichever's lower. Fine, you know, for the indoor or the outdoor stuff. What is to stop people from, if fucking now somebody announces a concert at Wembley, what is to stop tier 3 people from buying a ticket?
Absolutely.
And then fucking coming down and infecting us all with their tier 3-ness.
I think about this quite often. You're in tier 3.
Hmm.
Are they monitoring the county borders? Like, what's stopping you from driving down to London or Essex or something and be like, I'm living that tier 1 life?
Oh, because they asked nicely for... Well, actually, they didn't even. They asked if tier 1 people could not travel into tier 3. But apparently, they haven't asked tier 3 people not to travel into tier 1.
They know.
Massive oversight. It's like being like, don't go into the zombie lands. Mm. But it's all right if a zombie comes into you. It's fine. I'm sure it's fine. It's fine. Oh, that was it. The last one was, there was a section of this winter plan called Social Impact. And I was like, oh... I was like, I really want to see this. All the social impact was like X percentage of people are wearing a mask. X percentage of people are washing their hands. And X percentage of people are respecting social distancing. I was like, that's not the social fucking impact. Stop trying to sugarcoat it. How many people have depression?
Yeah.
How many people have been adversely affected? When you're talking about social impact, talk about that real social impact, fam. Like, let us know what's hiding under the rocks. Like, let us know the dark side of fucking corona.
Hit me with that social impact realness.
Hmm. Yeah, fucking liars.
I mean, they give it a passing mention, or like the mental health and stuff and all that.
Yeah, but it got a little bit. But
it should be. It should really be one of the main focuses, shouldn't it? Not. Can you go to the football or not?
Yeah. Like, I would be interested, because as far as I'm aware, and I might be wrong on this, and if I am, fuck you, this is our platform. You can't say anything against us. I can spread as much misinformation as I want. I don't feel like there was any kind of rising or extra funding for like mental health and mental care facilities to deal with people coping with lockdown, right?
I did read that there was they're providing more... I don't know if it's funding, but there's more like resources for that sort of thing for local authorities. And by that, what I got from that was if you phone up your doctors and say, I feel like I'm suffering from depression, or I've got anxiety, or I'm feeling really low.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a free 6-week thing where it's either cognitive behavior, or if it's online. On the phone counselling or face-to-face counselling. So I'm guessing it's more resources towards that. Like, they'll extend the amount of time you can use it.
Which I would say is interesting to me, because I know somebody that went for sought cognitive behavioural therapy in particular. And they were told, all right, cool. First of all, they had to wait like, I think 2 to 3 weeks to get their appointment. And then their appointment was just cancelled. And they were like, oh, we'll let you know when we can. And up to this point, they've not been given another appointment. And this appointment was supposed to be at like the beginning of November, I believe.
That's probably just a symptom of so many more people needing it.
Yeah. I think it might be an area by area, because I'm sure the whole cognitive behavioural therapy thing is, it's not farmed out, but it's given to independent, it's not people working directly for the NHS.
No, it's their offshoots. I've
Yeah. They're independent. Yeah, I know. You know, they're independent people that you know, they get referrals and stuff, and they obviously get funded or whatever. So I think if you're living in an area where more people are mentally fucked, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah. We're going to give you more resources, whether it's extended sessions or more people to do it, whatever. But there was a passing mention. It wasn't like one of the key focuses, which it should be.
All right, fair. Well, can I segue?
Segue, go for your life, mate.
Just because it's perfect. Somebody who might need a therapist or someone to talk to is hardly known television actor Lucas Gage, who, as the missus rightly pointed out, has missed the fucking trick by not calling himself Luke Gage.
But you mentioned this in the old prep chat. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Did you not see? Well, I mentioned it, but I also sent you a video.
Did you send me?
And you didn't watch a fucking video.
Like Rocky films, I decide on at the moment whether I'm going to watch it or not.
Well, you're an obed, because this is a big one.
Is it worth doing?
So for people that don't know, give it a watch. Give it a quick watch. I'm going to send it again, so it's right at the bottom.
I did see it.
You did watch it. Yeah, all right.
I didn't pay attention to who is actually in the video. Yeah.
Yeah, I know him because he's been in a couple of TV shows that I watch, but fucking hell, that's brutal.
Can I just... Right, before we get into it, this is a video of... is he an aspiring actor?
He's an actor. Like I say, he's been in stuff. He's got a filmography. He's already in stuff. Like, he's been in shows, but he's not... He's more of a, you know, one or two episodes rather than a main cast kind of guy.
There's a video going around of him... in a video meeting, audition.
Yeah, like a Zoom audition.
Type of call. The person he's speaking to, who we'll get into who it is, or supposedly is in a minute, didn't realise that he's on mute, and he's absolutely...
Not on mute.
He's absolutely not on mute. You know, he's absolutely enjoying the geezer's gaff, like talking about how small it is. He's got a fucking TV in the background. I don't know what point he was making there.
Sorry, what was the problem with having a TV? Like, does your TV come out from like a fucking secret compartment whenever you want to watch it? That's what I think.
Or would he rather, some people have that. Would he rather have like the fake I'm in space background that you get on Zoom? what do you want from the geezer?
Although I did see that a lot of people do like put up like a sheet or something when they're auditioning. Course,
yeah. Or like a green screen where it's got like project something quite sophisticated behind them.
It's fair enough, but the fact that the guy didn't do that does not give you license to rip shit out of his life.
That doesn't mean you can absolutely tear him apart.
I want to, maybe we can add it in later. Maybe we should just add in the, we should add in the audio maybe later. Like, fuck it. Anyway, carry on.
Oh, splicey.
These poor people live in these tiny apartments. Like, I'm looking at his, you know, background, and he's got his TV and you know.
Yeah, mute it. I know, it's a shitty apartment. That's why give me this job so I can get a better one. All right. ready?
Oh my God, I am so, so sorry.
No, it's Lucas. Totally... Listen, I'm living
I'm
in a...
I'm so sorry.
I'm living in a 4x4 box. It's fine. Just give me the job and we'll be fine.
One thing I wanted to point out was this is a, I'm assuming it's an audition for something, or at least at the very least an interview where he's talking to a director. Don't wear a sleeveless top, mate.
No, but you see, this is the thing. People have mentioned this. We don't know what part he was going for. People often dress the part for the audition they're going.
People do go in as the character they're auditioning for.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give him that.
It might be. I mean, maybe he just wasn't.
I'm sure. I'm purely looking at this at a corporate level.
But that's it. It's not the same. An interview is not the same as audition. And also, he didn't say fuck all about his vest, which would have been the thing to go for.
That would have been
look at this fucking prick wearing his shitty white vest. He didn't say that.
Vest isn't even properly white.
Yeah.
How long has he been wearing that? What a trap.
How many fucking days have you had that on? Also, is there any point in apologising?
You said what you said.
Yeah, the guy was like, oh, I'm so sorry. No, you're not. You feel embarrassed that you got caught.
Like, yeah, you're not sorry. You're not sorry for saying it. You're sorry for being caught.
Exactly. I think in that process, I would just be like, my bad. I'd just be like, you know what? Thought I was on mute. I talked a little shit. I apologize that you heard that. But I meant every fucking word.
Yeah, but yeah, bruv, what are you doing with your life? Use your money wisely.
Yeah. What did you think of his reaction, of Gage's reactions like that? You know, he's obviously tried to play it off and was like, oh, well, that's why you need to give me this job, which I've heard that you ultimately didn't get.
Oh, poor guy.
Mate, if I'm the director,
if that's the case,
I'm giving it to him. If that's I'm like, case. Yeah.
If he didn't get it, then if I'm in his shoes or sandals, from what it looks, I'm regretting not cussing the geezer out for slagging off someone who's not as rich as him.
But that's what I'm saying. Without the benefit of hindsight, how are you reacting? Without the benefit of hindsight, are you taking that? Are you taking that road? You think he did the thing, the right thing?
He said it himself. He needs the job.
Yeah, so and that's the whole point.
So you're not saying anything to get the guys back up.
No. And unfortunately, like you know, obviously, if you find out on the end of the call that you didn't get it, then I'd fucking let loose. But obviously, you don't find out until a couple of days later. Although I'll tell you what I would do after. Actually, no, fuck it. You know what? I give no fucks to my long term career. No, I would do the same thing. I'd be like, yo, I'm like, this is what I can afford, right? What's the problem here? Can we just get on with the audition?
Yeah.
But once I find out that I don't have that job, I'm putting his name out. I'm putting his name out.
Yeah.
Like you shared this thing showing what happened. Everybody's trying to guess and say who they think it is, which we'll come to in a moment. But the minute I know I'm not getting that job, I'll be like, fuck you, it was Matthew Vaughan.
Ah, you done said it now.
I done said it. Yeah, so obviously that's the rumors going around. Although I did see somebody say it's been confirmed it's not Matthew Vaughan. I haven't seen it confirmed anywhere, so fuck you, whoever you think you are, Mr. Insider.
Matthew Vaughan's assistant.
Exactly. From a Twitter account called Vaffew Morn.
Matthew Vaughan's Dan.
Matthew Vaughan Stan 8192.
So yeah, apparently it's Matthew Vaughan. Director of X-Men First Class, X-Men
Kick-Ass.
One?
No, not X-Men. Oh. What? X-Men First, yeah, the first X-Men of the reboot.
Is that the only one he's done?
Yeah, that's the only one he's done. Bryan Singer was the original one. Bryan he's got Singer, a whole other set of problems. Yeah, he's got a whole other set of Me Too problems. So let's not bring him in this.
Those X-Men directors, they're not. There's not a good track record, is there?
Not a very good track record. So obviously, now, Kingsman as well.
Him,
both the Kingsmans.
Matthew Vaughan, Bryan Singer, and Brett the Rat Ratner.
Oh shit! Yeah, Brett Ratner as well. I fucking forgot he was. Yeah, fuck.
Scumbag.
He's got a whole load of problems too. I always liked Matthew Vaughan as well. He was instrumental in helping Guy Ritchie onto the scene. He obviously was involved in Lock, Stock and Snatch, producer of those films, and then he works with Jonathan Ross's wife. I can't remember her name. Is it Maureen?
Jane Goldberg? Jane, isn't it? Is it Jane?
Oh, Jane, that's it. I don't know why I said Maureen. Jane Goldman. It's not Maureen Goldman, it's Jane Goldman, you're right. But he's been involved in a lot of stuff, like say Lock, Stock, Snatch, Layer Cake. I think Layer Cake was maybe his directorial debut. Stardust, Kick-Ass, X-Men, Kingsman films. He's done a lot of good. So it was
that's a decent filmography. To be fair,
it's a decent filmography, but you know, completely nullified by the fact he's a prick.
Absolutely wiped out by being mean to this poor lad.
And I honestly didn't see the point. Like, that's just being a bitchy for the sake of it.
I mean, there are two sides of every story, and we don't know what sort of mood he was in. Obviously, he was a in a Yas Queen mood.
He was in a very bitchy mood. Just like, look at this poor bitch's house.
I'm much richer than him.
Yeah. I just like, I feel as well, like, it's one thing to be like later on when somebody's like, oh, how did the audition go? And you're like, oh, mate. So this guy is fucking, and it's not even like the house was a mess or some shit. Like if his house was a mess, I'd have been like, oh, fuck, this dude's house. But to say it at that point in time is just, too, like, you know that one where you're like, I'm going to say this so everybody laughs. Yeah. That's what he's doing. He's being
the only one who doesn't see much wrong with his apartment. Like,
no, nobody does.
There's nothing there to see.
I think his house might be nicer than mine.
He's definitely got more natural light.
Oh my God. I have got next to zero natural fucking light in my yard. It's ridiculous. Let's not get into that. I've got fucking scurvy.
Those damn rickets.
Let's not even talk, like, it's a lot of nice natural light. His television is in a normal place.
I thought he was going to say, let's not talk about my rickets. Yeah, his television is on a wall, and that's it.
And to be honest, like, that's second level. It goes TV stand, then wall. So if, that's he's in the upper echelon.
If that's his living room, it's bigger than my current living room.
And this is another reason why it's just a completely, because obviously if you're, I don't know, do I have to say if you're allegedly Matthew Vaughn? I don't give a fuck, sue me, I got no money. If you're Matthew Vaughn and you're rich as fuck, you know you're not living the average life and the people that you roll with not living the average life. So stop shitting on the average life.
Innit?
Like, are you that far removed from fucking society that...
I don't really. I've never seen it. I've never seen a Matthew Vaughn interview. Does he? Has he ever come across as the type of person who would be, who would look down his nose upon people?
So I've never seen a Matthew Vaughn interview. I think I saw one or two for Kingsman, like those press junket things. Mm. You know, everyone's always charming in those. The thing that I thought was very telling was when I saw this story, or when this story was shown to me, the number of blue ticks. The number of verified, yeah, people that were just like, yeah, like that were either hinting, either straight outright saying it or hinting that it was Matthew Vaughn. It doesn't paint a great picture of him as a person.
What blue ticks did you see? Whose did you see?
I mean, the main one that I saw was January Jones. A couple of them I didn't know, but they, you know, they're actors and they've got blue ticks. But January Jones obviously worked with him on X-Men First Class.
These Hollywood actors.
Who's the other guy?
These Hollywood actors straight up naming and shaming him. That's a bold move.
No, a lot of them danced around it. A lot of them danced around it. I think the ones with nothing to lose were the ones that were just like, yeah, it's Matthew Vaughn. Those ones that like guest star on an episode of Magnum PI.
You should have heard what he said about my apartment.
from like insider stories. People hinting that it was him, it did seem like he is a bit of a prick.
Okay.
There are a couple of other names that were bandied about. Tristram Shapiro was another one. He does a lot of TV stuff. He's been around for a long time. Basically, any English director with a lovey accent is in the frame for this right now.
If you're an English director, then your game is up.
The jig is up, mate. Unless you're... Noel Clark, you're safe. Okay, well, last but not least, PlayStation Underground. What the fuck was that?
It's something else for people to whinge about.
Mate, I mean, yeah, go on. Explain for the those who aren't
so
up down with the kids.
If you haven't got a child under the age of 16,
or a Twitter account,
you wouldn't have known that the PlayStation 5 has been released this week. It's been pretty well received. It sold out instantly, didn't it?
Sold out instantly, like worldwide. Yes, it did.
Can't get one for love nor money. To celebrate the release and to
why do people say that?
What,
you wouldn't get one for love? They cost money. People always say, I'm not having a go at you. I'm just like, where did that saying come from? Because nobody's getting shit for love these days.
You've clearly not given someone a blowjob in exchange for something that you needed.
Touche. I'll shut up now. Please continue.
I shall, you virgin. So to celebrate the release, PlayStation teamed up with the London Underground, and they, as a little ad campaign, they changed some of the signage for one or two stations. Instead of the regular circle with the station name in the middle, they've changed some of them to the PlayStation controller buttons, which is the X, square, circle, and a triangle.
Yeah.
More prominent in Oxford Circus. Go on, carry on.
No, I would just like to say, like, you know, genius bit of, obviously the usual circle, this usual shape is a circle.
Yeah.
And it's the same color as the circle on the PlayStation controller. So they've just changed them to the other, to match the other three as well.
Someone's very
fucking genius.
Someone's very cleverly gone, we could put a triangle, square, and X on that as well.
Yeah. Somebody's earned their money at that marketing firm.
I'll tell you what.
Somebody really has if at that agency.
If I didn't want to buy one already, I would have gone, you know what, that's clever, I'm going to buy one just for that.
It would have tipped you over the edge. If you were on the fence about getting a PlayStation, yeah, that tips you over the edge.
However, some people who will remain nameless because we don't know their names. They've, for some reason, they've found issue with it, and they've taken to the socials to voice their grievances. What? Why?
I don't like. Yeah, legit. So for me, my day went. Somebody sent it to me over WhatsApp or whatever. I was like, oh, looks cool. Mrs. was like, have you seen that PlayStation thing? I was like, oh fuck yeah, that like. By that point, I was fully awake and I was like, actually, this is really, really pretty cool. I really like this. And then later on in that day, that very same day, you sent me a fucking article where people are complaining about it. And the complaints are just completely nonsensical. Nonsensical. I'm just like, I think it's great. I love a good marketing campaign. I love a good out of the ordinary, somebody's seen something that, you know, it's the best ideas, the ones that are simple, but nobody else has thought of.
It's not run of the mill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not convoluted. It's not complicated. It's just, you get it straight away.
It's clever. Like, it's aimed to make you smile and go, this is good. It's designed to show your product and the thing you're advertising in a good light.
Yeah, and if you're a fan of PlayStation, you're instantly, it's that little camaraderie. You're like, I know what they're doing there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel special because I know what they're doing.
Luke Turner. So,
there we go. Luke Turner Esquire, apparently.
Disagrees. Dear me, this is depressing. PlayStation have changed the signs of the tube at Oxford Circus to march the launch of something or the...
What? I assume it means or the other.
Or the other, yeah, I'm assuming so.
Which...
Let me just read. Yep. Let me just finish the tweet.
Finish it.
This awful corporatization, got that one right, of public space and signage is a slippery slope. Why? Explain.
All right. So first things first, to mark the launch of something or other, you know exactly what the fuck they're launching. You've said PlayStation have changed the signs. You know what the fuck they're launching. Stop trying to act like you're above it.
You're not going to burst into flames if you say PlayStation 5 either.
Yeah. You're not fucking hipster because you're just like, oh, what is this PlayStation?
Something or other.
Oh. I only play Atari. yeah. Secondly, if you're going to write something or other, don't fuck it up that much that I have to play Cluedo or fucking Countdown to guess what the letters mean.
If you're going to be contrary, grammar is key.
Thank you. Corporatization of the public space. Have you never seen a billboard ad before?
What are they then, Tom? Tom?
No, those are private. Luke. Those are just for me. Yeah, where'd you get Tom from? And I thought you were supposed to remain nameless.
Oh, come on, mate. Tom was the next one. The next two, actually.
Mm.
So, Tom Gann.
He says it's a Tom. Wait, oh, Tom's the next one. Yeah, but yeah. Hang on. So the signage is a slippery slope, mate. It's going to be there for a week, and then it will go back to normal.
What slippery slope to what exactly?
I assume he means a slippery slope to fucking anything becoming up for sale, which is on the one hand, it's kind of worrying. On the other hand, not sure if I give a fuck. And I know I probably should. Like, if PlayStation announced, or if London Underground announced that those signs are going to stay like that forever because PlayStation have paid for it, that wouldn't be a good thing, but it also would affect my life. Nil pois.
No. Okay, so
what did Tom Gann say?
Tom Gann's up next. He said, this is an appalling attack on civic decency. You shouldn't be able to buy this change and commercialization of the city.
Okay. Civic decency. Let's start with that. Civic meaning relating to a town or a city or a
community.
A community, especially in terms of its like the way it's run, like, you know, like its councils and stuff like that. Decency just means being decent. What is indecent about this?
Did you not know if you put the four symbols together, they make up the swastika? Read between the lines, people.
Wake up, sheeple.
I'd really like to find out what he meant by that.
The commercialization of the city. Once again, look a fucking round.
Have you not seen a billboard?
Have you not seen every fucking shop on Oxford Street?
Have you not seen any wall?
I'm just like, fucking hell. It's again, yeah, you're right. It's people. It's just people wanting to complain for the sake of complaining.
Yeah, we've got one more.
Yes, please. This last one is brilliant. Please.
Roll up. No non-essential travel. Stay at home unless you're coming to see our special signs. Come gather in groups. Take photos. Join the commercialization of the UK. Buy your PS5. Sit at home. Play games. Don't go to the gym or exercise. New normality. Let me break this one down.
You go ahead, please.
He's having a dig at people saying, at the government, telling people to stay home, but then saying, come and see our signs. Yeah? You with me so far? And then he's saying...
I'm with you.
And then he's saying, buy a PS5 where you can stay home and not go out.
Don't go to the gym, which is closed. All right, so stay at home unless you're coming to see our special signs. Nobody told you to go see the special signs, mate. Nobody has said shit. Like, I would imagine if this was during normal times, the tweet that PlayStation put out would have been like, can you find where we've changed the underground things? They'd have actively encouraged people to go outside and look for it.
Mm.
Or can you spot it? They've not done that. No. They've taken the pictures for you, mate. Come gathering groups, take photos. Nobody asked that. Join the commercialization of the UK. Again, where have you been for the last centuries? Fucking capitalism rules. The UK was commercialized a long time ago.
Where have you been for the last centuries?
I'm just like, please. What? You think fucking Nissan and Hyundai and all those companies are building factories in the UK because we kept our demure virginity? No. We commercialized the shit out of this place. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Where have you been for the last centuries? Oh, dear.
I don't understand
why people take this angle. Their first thought probably is that's clever, but it's literally just to be contrary and go, I can get a few more interactions here. I'm gonna say something that's complete opposite to what this is intended for. I mean, what's like, get a life, man.
It's for the same reason why, if somebody says something that you don't like out in public, instead of, and I'm not talking like mad racist or homophobic or something, if somebody displays like an ignorant viewpoint, instead of being like, yo, that's wrong, you shouldn't do that, instantly you'll be like, you're a fucking cunt and you should be fucking wiped from the face of this earth while being filmed. Everybody wants to be the hero. Everybody wants to be the one that led that little bit of the movement and tell everybody like, yeah, so I put them in their place and everybody loved it.
Once again, social media giving people the idea that their opinion matters.
Exactly. I remember when fucking Marvel put like loads of little Ant-Man stuff up over the city to promote. I can't remember if it was Ant-Man or Ant-Man 2. And you know, they had like the fucking, like there was like a bollard that was like tipped over on its side. And if you look closely, it was like, because Ant-Man and Yellow Jacket, it was for number one. That was it. Cause like Ant-Man and Yellow Jacket were fighting and had knocked it over. And like, there was like smashed concrete on the sidewalk because like Ant-Man had landed on it.
Well done, Marvel. More work for the council to do, more taxes paid. Well done,
the commercialization of the city. Like guerrilla, like those kind of, like, call it guerrilla campaign, you know, obviously they went through the right channels and got the permission. But campaigns like that make use of everyday surroundings are brilliant campaigns, and they've been happening for fucking years. This is not new. Where have you been for centuries?
Oh dear, people are strange, man. I'm glad we're not.
We're not.
Fuck them all like Millwall.
Millwall, fuck them all.
Football's on soon, so we're out of here.
Oh yeah, yeah, you got 10 minutes. All right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't do the socials. You should know them by now. Please leave us a review. 5 stars if possible. No, just leave us an honest review. If it's not 5 stars, if you're going to give us a bad review, leave an email or a Twitter handle so that we can
engage. Talk over. Yeah.
We can engage. I'm not saying I'm going to call you a cunt, but I'm also not saying that I won't. But we can at least be like, what is your problem with it? What would you like to see? And then do nothing about it. Because you can't please everybody.
You can't. But to be fair, this is 5-star stuff, so you're going to leave 5 stars.
So leave for 5 stars. Holler at us at Talk Amongst Pod on Twitter. Talk Amongst Yourselves. Search for it on Facebook. And show us some love.
But in the meantime, get out. But also love.
We're going to have to start paying him.
You just come in and give me the thumbs up as if to say, are you fucking done yet, bruv?
Mate, it's a thumbs up, but in a couple of years when he discovers how to visit the copyright office, he discovers how to file a patent, it's not all going to be smiles and sunshine, is it?
It's going to be, where's that check, motherfucker? All right. Bye, love you.
Bye. Go. Love you.